You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hold one. Arm drag.
Don't tell me.
Everybody, and welcome to Hit the Books, the only weekly realistic fantasy booking podcast in the universe. I am your host, Ryan Knightsey, and with me, my co-host, as always, the man of a thousand nicknames, Mikey Manfredi. Mikey, how are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing great. This card is looking great. We just got out of Royal Rumble, which was great show.
We're on the road to WrestleMania, baby.
We did it. We got off the off ramp.
It was such a long off ramp.
We're headed down at full speed.
That off ramp lasted forever. That off ramp was 9 miles long.
It did. But here we are. We made it. We made it to the road to WrestleMania, and now we're driving this road straight through, full foot down on the gas. Let's do it. Straight to Tampa, Florida, for Pirate WrestleMania. WrestleMania on the open seas.
And by Pirate WrestleMania, I mean that's how people are gonna watch it.
That's how you should watch it.
But don't do that. legally, I feel like we
or just get
say
it.
That.
Or you could get WrestleMania for free for your first month of signing up for WWE Network.
And after that, only $9.99. Oh, very nice, $9.99. WWE Network. Anyways, I don't know what this has devolved into, but Mikey, how you doing, buddy? We're coming off of our Royal Rumble episode. We're coming off of a big show premiere on this network from you. So it feels like, you know, we're getting back. We got another round of stockpiling episodes. So I'm interested to see how much brain cells we lose in the upcoming episodes. So, yeah, I think these are all things to look forward to. But what are you looking forward to the most, Mikey?
I'm looking forward to booking some awesome cards is what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. I'm looking forward to Elimination Chamber. I'm looking forward to just making the best cards we possibly can up until then.
Now, coming out of Royal Rumble, way before the Royal Rumble, maybe like this was like week one or two or three, whatever it was, of our off-road to Royal Rumble, off-ramp to Royal Rumble. We had like some lines in the sand, not lines in the sand, some poles in the field, some flags in the field.
Yep.
About where we wanted to go for Elimination Chamber WrestleMania. It feels like after Royal Rumble that all of those flags are gone. Right? Like it feels like all of them are disappeared. Like we're on an all new road that we were not expecting. Or at least I feel that way. I don't know if you feel that way at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. We've gotten to our javelins, and instead of being able to grab them, they have launched themselves further away.
Yes, they have disappeared and reappeared a million miles away at WrestleMania, and it's terrifying. You know, I was not expecting coming out of Royal Rumble that Daniel Bryan would be our new WWE champion, let alone Kofi Kingston being injured for 18 weeks.
That's rough.
I was expecting some other 100s. I was not expecting us to at all win the Royal Rumble, let alone Ember Moon winning it. You know,
Big things happening.
Was not expecting it. If you want to check out that Royal Rumble pay-per-view special, everybody, I would highly recommend you do. Lots of big things happened in that episode. Great episode, I should say. So go check that out as well before we continue. Because obviously, spoilers. I should have said spoilers before I spoiled it. But then, you know, hindsight's 2020, just like this year. So let's keep a move on, Mikey. You know what? Let's get into the first show on this. You know, we're on another off ramp, I guess, to Elimination Chamber.
No more off ramps.
My mistake, sir. We're on mile
road to WrestleMania with one truck stop at Elimination Chamber.
That's fair. We're at mile marker one, and then we're really diving into this road.
We have the Elimination Chamber rest stop, and then it's back on the road to WrestleMania.
That's fair. Mile marker one, Mikey. We have this episode, action packed episode, already planned out for all of y'all. So let's get into it, Mikey. Let's start off with the show opener.
Yeah. All right, so we got Kofi Kingston announcing his injury and how he got hurt at the Royal Rumble. And he said he's so sorry he got hurt, so sorry he lost the title and let everybody down. And then the New Day come out and try to cheer him up and lift him up and celebrate how awesome his title reign was. And that's our show opener.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of people upset in the real world about how Kofi lost his title. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a historic reign, right? And that historic reign definitely transferred over into our universe as well. And I feel like it's only proper for us to give it the proper send-off that it rightfully deserves, honestly. Kofi Kingston, first ever African-American WWE champion. So, you know, definitely deserving of a send-off, especially with his boys, Big E and Xavier Woods coming out.
Yeah.
Get the whole crowd hyped and pumped. You know, we're excited. You know, and Kofi's out. He's out for 18 weeks. We won't see him until May. So it's, you know, let's have Kofi come out and at least, very least, you know, celebrate one last time before we don't see him for a long while.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep him move on. On that happy slash bittersweet moment, let's keep moving into Roman Reigns. He's back. He's ready. He's ready, baby. Off of that Royal Rumble loss, I guess. Versus Mustafa Ali. Mustafa Ali was slightly injured in a big, ring brawl last week. He was able, he slightly missed the Royal Rumble because of that injury. So yeah. Luckily, you know, he's coming back. We're going to have a one-on-one match against Roman Reigns. So big opportunity for Mustafa Ali. However, Roman Reigns is going to win this match. He is going to pin Mustafa Ali, 1-2-3. But after the match, Drew McIntyre attacks Roman Reigns. Drew McIntyre upset that Roman Reigns eliminated him in the Royal Rumble. It looks like there's possibly a new target for Drew McIntyre.
Oh, yeah.
Mikey, how do you feel about McIntyre and Roman?
I like McIntyre and Roman. The feud wasn't done so good in the real world, but I'm sure our McIntyre-Roman feud could be done much better. And I would love to see what kind of trophy McIntyre takes from Roman if he does end up getting the victory over Roman if this feud does go longer.
So what's the trophy of Roman Reigns?
The bulletproof vest.
I was thinking the exact same thing, brother.
The vest with the big RR on it.
I was thinking is that what that symbol is? An RR?
Have you not? Roman Reigns' it looks like the one that looks like a little spider. It's RR back to back.
It is?
Ryan.
Hold on. I'm looking it up. Hold on. Ryan. It is?
Yes. Ryan, what?
I mean, I guess.
What do you mean, you guess?
It doesn't really look like an R. I mean, my name's Ryan. I write R's all the time.
Okay. Put your finger over one half of it.
Okay.
Over the left half of it. What letter does it look like to you?
Am I covering up the spike in the middle?
No, don't cover up the spike in the middle. Cover up the left half.
Oh, like, yeah, it looks like an R.
And now cover up the other way? It looks like a backwards R, right?
Okay, well, I want to move on. I had no, literally 100% had no clue.
It's Roman Reigns.
I know what his name is, but I had no clue that, honestly, I had no idea that was an R&R. Stupid. I guess I'm the dumb one, I guess. I don't know. It's a dumb logo. Roman Reigns.
It's a good logo.
I agree, though, that Roman Reigns' trophy is obviously that bulletproof vest.
Yeah, that he's been wearing since his Shield days.
Oh, my God. Or maybe his, maybe not that, but maybe his glove, his Superman glove.
Superman punch glove.
Or we just have a hair versus hair match.
It does the 1.5 times damage if she wears the glove.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, what if we just did a hair versus hair match?
Incredible.
That would be insane.
Is the trophy just a can of dog food?
Oh no. Oh no. Oh my god. Let's keep moving along. Mikey, what's coming up next? Yeah. I'm really excited what's coming up next.
Up next, we have the OC coming out with all those championship belts, bragging about how they're taking over the division and how they're just wrapped in gold. AJ's got the Intercontinental, OC got the tag belts. They are just glittering. Mm-hmm. Miz comes to storm the ring and says that AJ is lucky he even has that title. If it wasn't for Sheamus, I would be the Intercontinental champion right now, and you know it. AJ responds by holding up the mic like he's going to say something, but instead just kicks Miz in the gut, and the OC start beating the Miz down. But who comes to make the save? John Morrison. John Morrison and the Miz fight back and take down the OC.
That's right, baby. Miz and Morrison reunion is taking place SmackDown Live. Yeah, I think, Miz and Styles have Intercontinental stuff, so I think a win over the OC, over the tag team. Also, Mikey, keep in mind, though, these are the tag team champions. So we're going to say the win over the tag team champions.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay. Okay.
We can spiral this off into a feud for sure.
You're the tag team head writer, so
I think it's okay.
Yeah, I've told you this. I have ideas about
puts them on the map as a threat, you know.
That's fair. That's fair. I have ideas. They are former champions, of course.
Exactly.
I have ideas about where to go with the whole Intercontinental title picture. And I think, you know, keeping the Miz, getting the Miz to get the victory, Miz and Morrison get the victory, sustains it a little better. Should ask, who's pinning, who's getting the pinfall here? You know, is it Miz pinning somebody or is it John Morrison?
I think let's give John Morrison the spotlight. It's his first match back on SmackDown. Let's go ahead and get a pin.
Okay. Maybe we'll have him pin Carl.
Sounds good to me.
Shouts out.
Ah, yes. Wrestling, where John pins Carl.
Mm. You know, wrestling's very boring when you just say people's first names.
First names, yeah. John and Carl have a match tonight. Against Luke and... John and Mike have a match against Luke and Carl.
The classic wrestlers. I mean, because there's some people, like Roman versus Mustafa. It's like, okay, those are people. But then you get Mike and John versus Luke and Carl,
or you get Dan versus Keith.
Oh yeah, Dan versus Keith, classic. But let's keep moving along, Mikey. Next up, of course, after this matchup, I think during the match, we see Sheamus watching it backstage.
Yeah, backstage at a perpendicular angle to the television, of course.
And so back after the match, we get an interview with Sheamus. He sort of asked, like, what's your next move? You've been gunning for the Intercontinental title picture but have not been able to get it, and you interfered in the matchup at Royal Rumble between Miz and AJ Styles. So what's next for Sheamus? And Sheamus, you know, he's here to cause chaos, essentially. That he's like, I deserve that title. I deserve the Intercontinental title. It is the only title that has eluded me my entire career, and that is the only reason I have healed my body to the point where I can return and win the Intercontinental Championship. So I will not rest until that title is around my waist.
Ooh.
So gauntlet thrown, I guess you could say, from Sheamus to, I guess, AJ Styles and slightly The Miz as well. I would not want to be on his bedside.
No, absolutely not.
But I would like to be on his bedside, if you catch my drift, Mikey.
Hey.
Jesus Christ. Where's this podcast devolved into? What are we devolved?
Who knows, man?
God.
Who knows?
Dang. God, we're the best. I'm honestly afraid, because we're gonna do like some stockpiling of episodes coming up. I'm afraid,
and we're already spiraling. What's gonna happen with our next few episodes?
This is episode one of a 7 episode stockpile.
What are we gonna? And we're already just spiraling out of control. God. This is gonna be.
I can't wait to like just start talking like Danhausen. just start losing my mind. I'm just gonna go crazy, and we're gonna become Bray Wyatt. I'll become broken. When will this podcast become broken or woken like Matt Hardy?
Broken books.
Death. Hit the broken books. Like, that's what I'm talking about.
The books have ripped.
The books have ripped is the worst podcast thing. Oh, God. Let's keep it moving before I lose my goddamn gourd. And next up, we have a tag team match. That tag team match is the Empresses of the Night taking on the Iconics. Of course, Empress of the Night, Asuka and Ember Moon. Ember Moon being the 2020 Royal Rumble winner. Taking on Peyton Royce, Billy Kay of the Iconics. Empresses of the Night, Mikey, will be getting the victory with Ember Moon.
All right.
Ember Moon getting the pinfall over Billy Kay.
Nice. I like that. We had them kind of feuding before Rumble. It fell off for a little while. I'm glad we're bringing it back.
Yeah, bringing it quickly back, getting Ember Moon to be more in the spotlight, you know. She does have a title match at WrestleMania, so just showing off that maybe she does have the chops. You know, maybe she, I mean, she survived. She came in at number 8 in the Royal Rumble, so she survived from number 8 to number 30 and to be able to win the whole thing.
Hey, we did a good job this year not making number 30 win like last year.
We mean both number 30s like last year?
Yeah.
That's the one thing we did wrong last year, I feel like, was just like, why don't we have number 30s both win? We wanted a big surprise, and I was like, why do we do that? Well, I guess the problem was that, like, we had Ronda Rousey come at number 30. We should have done her early or something.
Yeah.
But it also... But
it's fine.
It also
fine.
Always
we,
feels
we,
like...
We redeemed ourselves.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Okay, well, yeah. Ember Moon wins the Royal Rumble. She also wins this tag match. Oh, with obviously the help of Asuka, her tag team member. Yeah, let's keep it moving, Mikey. I'm excited to see where the women's division's going. Obviously, I'm excited because I'm biased and I'm taking over the women's division this turnaround. So I do have the Elimination Chamber match already prepped, but I'm not going to announce it until next week.
Okay. All right.
But it's a doozy. I'm looking at it now. It's a doozy.
All right. Next up. We have a backstage segment with the Pure there celebrating Bryan's win at Royal Rumble in the most pure way. I want to know what that means. Can you elaborate on that?
I want to think. I like to imagine that involves wine in some capacity.
Are they just having like? Are they just like backstage, like in like some weird undisclosed location, all sitting around like a table with like a steak dinner, just clinking glasses of wine? Like, oh yes. What a wonderful win you've gotten today, Bryan. What a wonderful win. Congratulations on being the new champion.
I don't think they're, like, that fancy. Like, I don't think we're talking white gloves. But I do think they're, like, I think the Pure are more, like, sit by the bonfire and, not bonfire. No, maybe bonfire.
Sit by the backstage bonfire.
Yeah, sit by the backstage bonfire and like, drink some brandy.
They have it, like, on the TV.
Drew Gulak turns on the fire fuel log.
They're just all sitting in like nice chairs.
Yeah, I like to imagine
no bearskin rug, of course, because Brian's there.
Yeah, I like to imagine that they're like, you know, they're outdoors. Or no, I think Brian would have a bearskin rug.
He's a vegan.
He feuded with a bear.
He absolutely would not have a bearskin rug.
I love the idea, though, that if we had a bearskin rug, that's a callback to when he was feuding a bear, and he wanted to wrestle a bear. And then he has the bearskin rug, and it's just like, oh, dang, I think Daniel Bryan won. Oh, man.
I like them just chilling, like, around, just chilling in the back, just like... Like, I don't know, maybe, like, Drew Gulak busts out, like, an old bottle of, like you said, Drew Gulak busts out, like, an old bottle of whiskey. He's like, I've been saving this for a special occasion.
Yeah, I think they're classy guys, but they're not, like, fancy guys. Like, they're rugged, outdoorsmen, classy men. You know, they have glasses of whiskey and brandy or whatever, and then, you know, they're enjoying themselves. But, yeah. Mikey, what happens? How does this get ruined? It's WWE. People can have things happen for too long because something's got to happen.
No one can have anything good in their life. We have Velveteen Dream and Keith Lee walk in on their celebration, and things get a little rough. They start spouting words back and forth, and then we end up getting a tag team match out of it.
Yeah, I don't. I'll be honest. I don't know exactly what they say. I know. To reveal the curtain a little bit, Mikey. I don't really know what they're gonna say and know what sparks it. I just think Dream and Keith Lee need to like get involved in the show a little bit more.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. Like, what would they do? What would Dream and Keith Lee? What do they have issue with the PR?
Dream would absolutely walk up to one of them, take one of their glasses, and just drink it.
Nice, nice.
And then probably like spit it back into the cup and say it's gross or something.
Oh man, I like that. It's not. I already erased it. So obviously, the reason I also like Dream and Keith Lee is that they both have past history of the Pure, especially mm-hmm. Velveteen Dream. So I just like the idea of Velveteen Dream being like, somebody's got the title, and I want it.
And it looks like someone forgot about me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And nobody forgets about the Dream.
And then Keith Lee's like, I'm also here.
I support this notion.
I support this notion because I'm a positive guy and like to help out my friends. But they're basically, we're setting up a tag team match, The Pure versus Velveteen Dream and Keith Lee for the main event tonight. Also, I think, you know, this Velveteen Dream, Keith Lee could be like one of them, or maybe both of them could be like a cool little intermediate title feud with Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Depending what the hell we're doing for our men's elimination chamber.
Yeah, I definitely like that.
Okay, well, what else happens? What's happening next down this card?
Next down this card, we have One Nation versus the Street Profits in a tag team match. And during the Street Profits' entrance, One Nation attacks them from behind, just absolutely beats them up and throws them in the ring. Enough for them to recover. The match starts, but One Nation ends up winning this match because of the prior beatdown. Street Profits never got back to 100%. One Nation ends up taking down the Street Profits.
Holy crap. One Nation. I love that. One Nation attacking the Street Profits during their entrance. I love that so much, Mikey.
It was going to be a straight-up match, and then while you were talking earlier, pitching one of your ideas, I was like, wait a minute.
Hold on.
What if this happened?
It's a great idea. I like it.
It also protects the Street Profits a little bit, because they weren't at 100% during the match, so their loss is kind of like a little bit
mm-hmm.
lessened. You know, like the blow is a little bit lessened.
Yeah, One Nation definitely have to get the heel heat here.
Exactly.
You know, protect the Street Profits. One thing I also noticed...
They're interrupting the Street Profits party is one of the best ways to get heel heat.
That's fair. One thing I noticed, Mikey, is that all four of our champions currently, Bryan, Baszler, Styles, and the OC, all heels.
Damn.
WrestleMania. We're all prepped for WrestleMania, baby.
Oh, yeah. We're getting those storylines going. We have some big returns planned for Elimination Chamber.
We got big returns all over the gosh dang gourd. I mean, the last episode of SmackDown before WrestleMania, I think, is the return of Scott Dawson.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know what you could have in store for that. But
also, here's a slight pitch.
Okay.
What if, I was thinking a little bit down the line, One Nation.
Uh-huh, under God.
Tries to recruit someone. I'm thinking
Evil Uno.
Got there. No. How did you know? I'm thinking the guy who just can't seem to get that big victory, the guy who just keeps getting fed to everyone else, Mustafa Ali.
Oh.
He hasn't had a big win in a while. He's been a little bit overlooked. He's just been getting thrown at Roman, getting thrown at people.
Interesting.
I'm thinking he's a prime target here for One Nation.
Oh, One Nation.
To join their ranks.
I like that. The recruitment angle of One Nation trying to recruit Mustafa Ali, but Mustafa Ali, will his light waver or will his light stay true? Yes, that made sense.
Sorry, I just started laughing because I was drinking from the wrong can of energy drink that was on my table.
What do you mean wrong can of energy drink? How many cans of
there's
energy
two drink? There's two cans here, and I picked the one that was empty.
You had a 50-50 shot and failed.
And I fucked it up. Yeah, anyway, yeah, I like the we can start having One Nation put like the seeds of doubt in Mustafa and start being like, hey, come join us. We won't forget about you. You can win with us. You could be a winner on our side.
That's interesting. Very interesting.
Look at us. We were forgotten about. We've got 3 wins in a row so far.
That is true. I'm interested to see what you do with this angle, Mikey. My stamp of approval is in there. But I like it. Let's keep moving along. Next up, we got a segment, backstage segment, with a sit-down interview with Shayna Baszler. You know, Baszler has asked, you know, after defeating 3 other women at the Royal Rumble and with the Elimination Chamber coming up, how does she think she's going to be able to get the victory there? And Baszler says she's going to win how she always does. And that is
by dominating the competition.
Exactly. Dominating the competition. Just destroying them. There's no one in the women's division currently that can, you know, out wrestle her, that can out, you know, submit her. She is, her background in MMA has set her up to be, you know, the perfect wrestler, you know, the perfect sports entertainer, the perfect thing in this division, the thing that's going to dominate this division for years to come. No one can stop her.
It has honed her to become one of the most dangerous weapons in the WWE.
No one can stop her on her path to continued success. So whether it's 3 other people, whether it's 5 other people, whether it's a steel structure, Shayna Baszler is going to be
will here. Reign.
Shayna Baszler will reign.
The queen of spades will reign. Yes. Boom. There it is.
Shayna Baszler, period. That's it. That's all you need to know. Shayna Baszler. So yeah, Shayna Baszler. She's hyping up Elimination Chamber down the line. I can say here now that match will be for the title. There will be an Elimination Chamber match for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And Shayna Baszler obviously will be defending her title. So next week we'll find out who the other 5 participants in that match will be.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Mikey, in that main event, we hyped it up a little bit in an earlier segment. It's going to be Drew Gulak and Dash Wilder taking on the team of Velveteen Dream and Keith Lee.
Ooh, big matchup here.
Big boy match versus kind of small boys.
So what are we thinking? What are we thinking here?
I'm thinking Dream and Keith Lee. I think, you know, I think that makes the most sense. You know, I talked about how I think Dream, Keith Lee, maybe the both of them combined, it could be some sort of intermediate, you know, title reign picture thing for Brian as we're getting into Elimination Chamber. Because I guess the first question is, we don't necessarily know entirely what we're going to do with Elimination Chamber. Like, are we going to do, a Daniel Bryan title match like we're doing at Baszler? Are we going to do a number one contendership, you know, and then, you know, the winner of the Elimination Chamber faces Bryan for the title at WrestleMania?
Yeah, right. We have Rey Mysterio with that Royal Rumble win who could also challenge. That's what I meant. Oh, yeah, Rey Mysterio with that Royal Rumble win who can challenge Daniel Bryan at any time if he chooses.
Is that something we're interested in at all?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I guess we gotta consider.
What else would Rey Mysterio do? Go, I guess, challenge for the Universal, maybe?
Yeah.
But he's on our brand.
No, he's not. He's on Raw. Do you know what's happening on our show?
No. Why would I?
No, Rey Mysterio's on
what
Raw.
What do I look like? What do I look like? Someone who knows what's going on?
Someone that's been booking. What do you look like? Mikey, what you look like is an average WWE writer that has no idea what's happening on the show.
Exactly. I'm just playing the part of the real world.
So if anything, I need to be the one that shuts up.
Listen, I'm just saying it's an option. So
yeah, is that an option we want to consider at all? Rey Mysterio versus Dan Bryan.
I mean, it's a possibility that we might not go with, but I think that we should have Daniel Bryan's character definitely keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. That's true. He has to have all be prepared, I should say. He has to be prepared for all options.
Yeah, it might not be like our best option, but like it is an option that could happen.
Plus, now thinking about it, if we do a number one contenders elimination chamber, then we can do Daniel Bryan versus someone for the WWE title.
That's true.
Which that could be interesting. But yeah, okay. So focusing back on this tag match, Velveteen Dream, Keith Lee, I think they're my pick for the victory. I don't know about you. What do you feel?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. It can definitely, I think it leads to more angles than the pure winning. So,
mm-hmm. I also slightly like the idea that the team of Dash Wilder and Drew Gulak can't win.
They can't seem to just like get it together.
Yeah,
like, you know what Dash I mean? And, like the Revival can, like they just can't seem to click.
Yeah, I there's something about like Drew Gulak not being like the best guy. In terms of I like the idea that Drew Gulak is a cog in the wheel, but he doesn't like fit.
Well, to be
perfectly.
Fair, technically, like in terms of main roster status, he is the greenest.
He is the greenest. He is the newest. He is also the newest member of the Pure. I like to imagine like may have been joined the Pure because he had that opportunity. Well, no, I take that back because the Pure helped him win an opportunity. Interesting. I just like the idea that Drew Gulak and the Pure is a cog, but like he's a little, he needs some, like there's something, it's just not clicking perfectly. And like, you know, they lost the tag team titles, they lost this match. Something about Drew Gulak that I just like, there's a little like something about him. And I don't know what it is, but I like to explore it. Okay, so Velveteen Dream, Keith Lee get the victory. Who's pinning whom? I think that's the bigger question. Is Dream getting the win, or is Keith Lee getting the win?
I don't know. I think part of me likes Keith Lee getting the win here.
Really? Why is that?
I think we haven't really been using him as much as we should, and I think that a big push getting a win over the Pure could help him. Because, like, Velveteen Dream, we've had for a while. We've already established that he is a competitor. Keith Lee is fairly new to our roster.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to, like, at least comparatively.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it'll help him more than it'll help Dream, you know?
That's fair. You know, if we want to, especially, you know, I don't know what we're doing with this title match Elimination Chamber or what the hell we're doing with it, but if we want to make Keith Lee look like more of a contender, him getting the win would probably do that to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Which I like. So I think who's pinning whom? So if we're saying Keith Lee, is he pinning Gulak or Wilder?
Because
there's something about Keith Lee pinning Gulak that I really like, because it also means that Dream didn't pin Gulak,
which is kind of funny.
Yeah, like, you know, that's the whole opportunity angle, like, coming up again, that, like, Dream did not pin Gulak. It's not that he didn't. I mean, it's a tag team match, so it's not like he had the opportunity or something. But, you know, Keith Lee did it. Keith Lee's doing it in the pinfall. If Keith Lee was in that match, maybe he would have won it.
Yeah.
So is that what we want to do? Keith Lee pins Drew Gulak?
Yeah, for sure. Sounds good to me.
Keith pins Drewy Gooks. Okay. So that's it. That's done. That is our card, our mile marker one card on our road to WrestleMania, right,
oh,
Mikey?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But first, we got a little something to do here, Ryan.
I always forget, honestly, and it may seem like a bit...
Ryan, no, don't tell it you forgot about it.
Oh, shit, you're right. The randomizer hates it when I forget about it. What have I done? Oh, God.
Don't let it know.
I want everyone to know that this
isn't
a bit...
Don't let it smell your fear.
I want everyone to know this isn't a bit I genuinely forget all the time. Whereas, it, like, Mikey forgets, I guess, that what's happening in our universe, I just forget the randomizer.
Maybe sometimes our old cards and our new cards just kind of combine in my head. Like, we used to have Rey Mysterio.
That's true. We did. We did used to have Rey Mysterio. We had him up until the second draft again.
Yeah.
Superstar shake-up draft sort of thing.
So yeah, we had him for a while, so he kind of just got ingrained in my brain as ours, and then I forgot that we lost him.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Also, dude, plus WrestleMania around the corner, that means another shake-up.
Oh, yeah.
Another shake-up, baby.
I love shake-ups. I think they're so much fun.
They are a lot of fun. I love that episode. Cause
I love getting new. I love getting new people to work with.
I love getting new people and losing people. Because there's some people that I'm like, there's some people I'm already thinking about, like, oh, I'm okay with losing that guy.
Yeah. All right. Whose turn is it to roll the randomizer? I think it's mine.
Well, yeah.
Who rolled it before the Royal Rumble? Because we both rolled it at Royal Rumble.
I have no idea. I have no memory of any such incidents.
Was it you me? Did I injure? Okay, fine.
Did you injure Mustafa Ali? Maybe. Maybe I did. I honestly don't remember. But I see you go for it. If you don't know, folks, randomizer, that's the thing that, you know, we talk about our show being the most realistic fantasy booking podcast. We only spout the realism because that randomizer helps us stay so. You know, gives us injuries like Kofi Kingston, like Scott Dawson, like a bunch of other people. You know, it maybe, like, there's a timing issue where, like, we have to cut a match or add a match. You know, those sort of things that, like, you know, can't really be replicated in GM mode, universe mode. Those are the things we want to add and make it show even more realistic. So we do that every week. You know, just to keep it lively, keep it mixed up. You know, always something new happens. So, Mikey, you roll the randomizer. What's happening?
I have my answer, and it is a match interference. A wrestler must interfere in a match.
Okay. Should we then just move Drew McIntyre's interference to during the match? Or do we want to think about, like, a whole nother interference somewhere?
So my thought was either move Drew McIntyre's attack to the match or hit this One Nation Mustafa Ali angle a little early.
I feel like if we did that, we should swap Roman Reigns in One Nation's matches.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just like One Nation's, like we're saying, they're the heels, and then like they could do the Mustafa Ali thing.
I think I want to build that up a little more, though, so I think let's just move Drew McIntyre's.
I agree.
Okay.
I think I agree. I'm looking through the roster and being like...
Yeah, for me, I want that to be a little more of a slow burn.
Is there anybody else? I mean, Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles can interfere, but like that feels weird, maybe. Let's just say Drew McIntyre attacks Roman Reigns during the match.
Okay. Sure.
During the match, Drew McIntyre attacks Roman Reigns. Oh, no. Wait, that doesn't work. Hold on. If Drew McIntyre attacks Roman Reigns, that means there's a DQ, which means Mustafa Ali gets the victory.
Maybe the ref doesn't see it.
Okay, the ref... During the match, the ref gets knocked out. Drew McIntyre attacks.
Hits Roman Reigns with a claim. Seems weird that Roman Reigns still wins this match, though.
Yeah. Yep. I'm trying to look at the roster, just being like, does anyone really work? I mean, would Shayna attack Ember Moon?
Probably not. Maybe.
But I also don't necessarily want to have them interact yet. You know? Like, I want to hype that up. Oh, God.
This is harder than I thought.
Yeah, whenever it comes to these things, it's always like a puzzle, right? Like, it's just like, okay, how does this fit entirely? Are there any tag? What about a tag team attacking One Nation during the match? Is that... Because that's sort of a heel move, I guess. And also, I don't know who that would be.
Yeah.
Is anyone attacking Dream and Keith Lee?
Probably not.
Is anyone attacking Daniel Bryan?
I think our best bet is McIntyre still. And I think he maybe just attacks both of them. Like, and McIntyre just clears the ring and he just happens to hit Mustafa first, so Roman wins.
What about during the match... McIntyre pulls the referee out of the ring and throws him into the barricade.
Oh, interesting.
So the ref isn't knocked out, but McIntyre knocks out. The ref doesn't get knocked out during the match and McIntyre interferes. The ref gets knocked out by McIntyre and then McIntyre attacks.
Okay, Roman Reigns is going for a pin on Mustafa near the ropes. The ref's feet are like underneath the ropes counting the pin, and Drew McIntyre pulls the ref out and takes out the ref, and then maybe takes out both guys in the ring and leaves, and then the match continues when the ref wakes back up.
Yeah, something like that. I think something like that will work.
Okay. Like, Drew McIntyre stops the match from ending, destroys both competitors, leaves, and then they get up and they keep having a match, and Roman Reigns still ends up winning.
Yeah. Pulls the referee during rainfall.
Sure. I actually like that too because it adds a little bit of an angle for One Nation to kind of squeak their way in.
I think McIntyre should just fight Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Because think about it, going with the One Nation angle as well.
Well, I think McIntyre attacking Mustafa gives One Nation a little bit of a door to open, because One Nation can be like you didn't deserve that beatdown. You didn't deserve that. You were just in the way. Like, he just swatted you away like a fly. Like,
my angle of it is that Drew McIntyre attacks Roman Reigns, then, you know, despite not getting attacked, Mustafa still can't pick out the victory. And then One Nation can tap into that.
I don't know. I think that kind of buries Mustafa a lot. I think that hurts Mustafa way more.
Maybe that's fair. Okay. Then you can
attack. I think I like Mustafa being like a civilian casualty at all this, almost, you know.
Yeah, his like, primary just, like,
wrong,
target's
wrong place,
Roman.
Wrong time, yeah.
His primary target's Roman Reigns, but then like Mustafa tries to stop McIntyre, but that just gets thrown out.
Yeah. And McIntyre's like, go away. I don't want to deal with you right now.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. Okay, I like that. Yeah, during the match, Drew McIntyre pulls the ref during a pinfall, you know, pulls the ref out of the ring, attacks Roman Reigns. Mustafa Ali tries to break it up, but McIntyre just swats him away, essentially. And then leaves, but somehow still the match continues. Roman Reigns is able to pick out the victory.
Mm-hmm.
So, good on Roman, I guess? Interesting. I'm interested. I'm interested to see where this all goes, especially moving forward, Mikey.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially with the whole One Nation. I really like the One Nation angle. I like the One Nation being kind of dark ordery, but also not. They're not spooky. Yeah. They're just like two guys, Akira Tozawa and Apollo Crews, that are like, you know, feel like rejected by WWE management. And they're just like, we're taking our own. We're doing our own style, doing our own ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you feel like management's giving you bad opportunities or not giving you any opportunities, maybe you should join us.
Yeah, exactly.
They're anti-corporation, anti-establishmentarian, anti-money. No, not anti-money. I don't think anyone's anti-money.
No one's anti-money.
Speaking of anti-money, subscribe.
Speaking of anti-money, this podcast is brought to you by...
This podcast is brought to you by MeUndies. God, I wish.
MeUndies, Squarespace, Casper.
Hey, Quip. don't dunk on sponsors, potential sponsors.
I just started rattling off the default podcast sponsors.
Thank you to MailChimp. Remember
thank
MailChimp?
Thank you to stamps.com.
Yeah, classics. These classic sponsors. But yeah, thank you everybody for. I think that's it, Mikey. Right? I think we're done, right?
Yeah, that wraps up the card. We hit our randomizer. We got everything. We got through everything. Cards all booked. We got all of our winners. Yeah, I think we're all wrapped up here.
Well, then, cool. Awesome. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's episode, Mile Marker 1 of Hit the Books. I honestly really like the show. Really solid card, I think. I'm really excited about what we have going up moving forward. I think Elimination Chamber is already sizing up to be a pretty nice card. It's going to be a very small card. We're having talking like maybe, you know, 6 to 7 matches, maybe.
Yeah.
Very small card. And then after that, WrestleMania, baby.
WrestleMania, baby. Back on the road to WrestleMania. We're going fast. We're hitting the gas.
Whoa, when did Elias come onto the program? Thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's episode of Hit the Books. If you like what you heard, please consider leaving a review on our iTunes page. 5 stars or more. That way more people will be able to find our show.
We are in the Tokyo Dome, so 6 stars would be preferred.
Or 6.5, you know, 7. Let's outdo Kota Ibushi, Kazuchika Okada. You know, let's
get
outdo
a bigger
that.
Rating than let's get bigger ratings than all of Wrestle Kingdom combined.
Of course, yeah, naturally.
We're gonna get 97 stars.
Are we talking just Wrestle Kingdom night 1 or night 2 or combination?
Combination.
Oh my god.
We're getting 405 spicy meatballs.
Yes, and we're going to take all of these stars, put them in our offshore account.
And then we're going to bribe independent wrestlers with them to make our own promotion.
Yes. Keep going. I like where this is going.
And then we're gonna bribe them with stars. We're gonna be like, hey, you wanna like, hey, look, we got a bunch of stars here. You want some? You want some stars?
I do have a legit idea for a wrestling promotion that involves ratings. I'll talk to you later, Mikey. But maybe that's like a whole other conversation for our next episode or something about like my idea for legit wrestling promotion.
Hey, man, we've talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's got legs. All it needs is some money and arms. But everyone,
all it
thank
needs
you, everybody.
Is some money and arms and a torso and a head and
everything else. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Subscribe if you are interested at all in more episodes. Because why wouldn't you be? Because what else we got in here, Mikey? We, of course, let's open the plug bag for you, Mikey. What do we have? Also, why is this subscription worth anything on this network?
Because not only do you get this awesome show, Hit the Books. You get Mikey's Indy 500, which I will be taking. It is my race through the independent scene, and I will be reviewing and I'll be watching and reviewing 500 independent wrestling matches in the year 2020, and I'll be doing a review of like 9 or 10 every week. And the matches are either matches I find or matches suggested by you, using the hashtag HTB500 or just tweeting at us at Hit the Books Pod. You could suggest any independent wrestling match to me, but I will say, in light of recent actions, I am not reviewing any more Tessa Blanchard matches.
Ah, that's fair. That's sadly fair. Follow us on Twitter at HitTheBooksPod. Mikey, can you give us a quick little teaser about what tomorrow's episode, one of the matches for tomorrow's episode? Do you know what one of those matches will be?
So, one of my matches coming up tomorrow is going to be Chris Statlander versus Joey Janela from Beyond Wrestling.
Oh, Jesus. That's awesome.
Yeah. I watched it before I started doing the show, but I want to watch it again and actually like really get into it this time because it was a good match. And I want to give a recorded review of it because it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Chris Statlander versus Joey Janela from Beyond Wrestling is one of like our matches coming up tomorrow.
I feel like I've seen that match, but I honestly don't remember. But Jesus, that match. Oh, boy. Those two. Independent wrestling Joey Janela was great. He's like such a... like Joey Janela is like, you forget like how good of like a technical wrestler he is. Mm-hmm. Like, he sort of has like that Joey Ryan syndrome where like Joey Ryan, you're like, oh yeah, Joey Ryan, the penis guy. But like... Joey Ryan is, like, a really actually great wrestler.
I mean, it's the same thing with Orange Cassidy, right? It's like, oh, yeah, it's that guy who doesn't try, and then he's amazing.
I guess that's fair. They're all very similar in that sense. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's episode. That episode of Mikey's Indy 500 comes out tomorrow, so I would definitely recommend. They're very quick listens. You know, they're, like, you know, pretty much less than 30 minutes. So quick listens. And, you know, of course, we'll also be tweeting out the matches themselves. So if you want to watch it live, I say definitely go for it. And you can see how Mikey's review does it. And how you can see those tweets, that's at Hit the Books Pod on Twitter. So go follow us there as well. So you can see all these things that we're tweeting out. They're so awesome. So go check them out. Until next time, everybody, subscribe, review, like, comment, tweet, all those things. Mikey, without further ado, for Mikey, I'm Ryan. And we got, I guess, Mikey, you know, I'm looking at my documents all here. You know, I'm looking at all my documents. And it's just, you know, I think all that's left that I have to write down actually is these two words for you.
Book it.
Is that a good bit?
It wasn't bad.
It was.
And cut.